Welcome to Divine Intervention from Dark to Light. I'm your host, Karen Young. The purpose of my show is to gather experiences that give voice to untold stories of how the divine intervened in your life and made a difference. I have one question now. Have you ever experienced a dream of warning or wonder, divine healing, or a hunch, or felt an intuition, voice of a higher power, psychic experience, been touched by an angel, near-death experience, or had a vision that resulted into divine intervention? If so, I would love to hear from you at 1-888-627-6008. Again, I would love to hear from you at 1-888-627-6008. And the purpose of this show is just to talk, make conversations about the divine and increase our awareness of how who we are and what we are about and how the divine entered in our lives and made a difference. And I'm here with my family on the show, and this is my show, and this is what I chose to talk about, and this is my show to give more awareness of what's going on with the divine. We can talk about anything, but I chose to talk about this. I chose to talk about the divine in us. So if we have any callers that want to, you know, share their stories about the divine, they can call, and we can experience a divine conversation, because divines want to know. Divine's minds want to know what's going on out here. And so this is what I want to talk about. I want to talk about the divine. So when I first had this download information about maybe at 2015, where I was sitting in Macy's, minding my own business. I guess I was just idled or whatever. But I was just sitting there minding my own business, and I was just looking at some pictures and things like that. And I was looking at Al Capone and all these different pictures and stuff like that that was down in Chicago basement. I'm from Chicago. And I was just sitting down there, just idled, I guess. And that's how God can kind of talk to you when you're idle, because you got so much stuff going on. But anyway, divine minds, I was just down there. And I'm looking, I'm saying, a caller? Have a caller? I said, caller. Do I have a caller?
Yes, my name is Aaron.
Yes, hi, Aaron. Welcome to Divine Intervention.
Yeah, I wanted to listen for a minute. I didn't want to, I know that you just getting started there, and I wanted to, call in, but I wanted to do it at the right time. So forgive me, I didn't know when the right time was.
Oh, this is the right time. This is the right place to share your story. Now, you want to share a divine story for me?
About the divine intervention from dark into light.
I had a
very difficult time, but it was about 30 years ago, with a struggle with alcoholism as a very young man. And I do remember, praying and looking for a way out as I was sucking in and really deeply. And one day I was just waiting for the L in Chicago and listening to the words of Al Jarreau's song, Morning.
And it just hit me
as the words kind of, And I got hit by a bolt of light from listening to those words. I just started shaking all over and crying. And like a bolt of light, I knew that my deliverance was there. You know what I mean? It just, even though I was still in trouble in my body and in my mind, but I could see ahead that the answer was embodied. So it was like the spirit had already embodied the answer. I already knew that I would be okay. But that being said, I still had work to do, But the light hit so much. I knew what path to go through from that moment on. And that was when I got, you know, a revelation and inspiration that I will be okay. And to make a long story short, because big long part of it, I am okay to this day.
Thank you for calling.
I do.
Yes, hello.
Story.
Thank you for calling Divine Intervention and sharing your story, Aaron. That's a powerful story. Thank you very much. See, his stories, what he has to say, empowers other people. Your story is important and unique in each way you say it. You tell it the way you say it. You tell it the way you have it, that you experienced it. And nobody can tell your story the way you can tell it. And you're the only one can tell your story.
Agreed.
So I appreciate that. Do we have another caller? I'm sorry. And my thing is, tell it your divine story in the way you tell it. Okay? And I also, yes. Yes, so I thank you for telling your story, and I enjoyed that. And many more can tell their stories. I mean, they can tell it exactly the way they want to tell it and how they want to tell it. And the number is 1-888-627-6008. There's no judgment on this show. I mean, you can feel comfortable telling me. You can feel comfortable saying exactly your experience. It might be a scary experience. Someone may not understand your experience, and you just want to share with us it. I'm here for you to share it with. Sometimes we don't want to share because it seems weird, or something happened, or unexplained, or unbelievable. Maybe you don't think somebody would believe you. But God working us in all different ways. He deals us in different forms and unique ways. And so this is what this show is about, uniqueness. Everybody have their way of having an encounter with God. And they have unique ways of saying it and how they want to say it. And they can say it any way they want to say it on my show, because this is Divine Minds. All the Divine Minds, that's all I want to talk to. I want to contact all the Divine Minds, because that's what this is about. This is Divine Intervention, how God brought you from dark to light. And he's always talking to us daily. I mean, I have experience with God talk to me all the time. And so I listen to my intuition. I listen to the voices that I'm hearing in my head. Sometimes I say, is that my head, or that's in my mind? And God is always trying to tell us. So you just have to take a back, kind of relax, and slow down your life and traffic in your life and listen to yourself. And that's what I'm learning. I'm learning to listen to myself, listen to what God got going on for me, because this is the beginning of it. And so the Divine Minds are always listening to God, and they always on express. And there's always some untold stories out here that needs to be told. And that's what this story, and that's what this show is about, Divine Minds, wanting to tell their stories. So I am happy to be here today. I'm blessed to be in this show. You all just don't know. I am blessed to be on air, you know, sharing God's work, because they got so much different things going on out here. And I'm going to share God's glory and what he's doing. And this is what I want to do, the dreams and stuff that I have. That's what I want to share. That's why I'm on this show, because I have my dreams. And I had a dream that my son had a child. And that's the kind of dreams I'm talking about, where you go to sleep and you wake up and you're like, this dream is so vivid. You know it's God. And I had a dream that my son had a child. His name is Antoine. I got two kids. And I dreamed that he was, I was getting out of bed and he had a baby. And I said, Antoine, you have a baby. And I was taking pictures of the baby, and I couldn't find, you know, the camera and all this stuff. But it was a vivid dream. And when I woke up, I said, I didn't question it. I just called him up and I said, listen, Antoine is having a baby. I called him up. I said, Antoine, you getting ready to have a baby. That's God talking to us. I didn't know that he was going to have a baby. I told him he's going to have a baby. That was a couple years ago, but he got a baby now. And so these dreams are constantly happening to all of us. And these intuitions and these higher powers is always talking, and angels and all these things are always happening all the time. So, and that's why I wanted to talk about this show, to get this out. This is God's thing. So I want to get this divine thing going on where we talk about what's going on inside of us. Our intuition is felt, a higher power is felt. And this is what this show is about, to get a hunch or anything like that. If you feel like you get a hunch at night to play the lottery or whatever. I mean, play your hunches. My sister says she have a hunch. Don't think about it. Just play it. Play your hunches. Play your lottery or whatever it is that you feel that your hunches is that you need to do. But that's what I do. I am always listening to God. God is always talking. I'm always talking to my brothers and sisters about it. My sisters and them have dreams. They tell me about their dreams, and most of their dreams come true. They always telling me what's going on. So this is what this show is about God intervening in your life, God intervening in the dark and coming into the light. Or if somebody did something wrong and God give them intervention and they want to tell their story how God intervened in their life, this is the show for it. This is the springboard for that show. So God is always talking to us, and this is the show for that. So we starting this show off like this, in a positive way, non-judgmental. It's all God all day long, and I'm going to do it next time. It's going to be God. It's God always. It's Jesus Christ. Everything about it is positive. This is a positive show. So this is what's happening today. This is what's happening right now. This is what I'm into. People talk about whatever they're into, but this is what I'm into. I'm into the divine. And divine people want to know. And there's a lot of divine minds out there. And there's a lot of untold stories out there that need to be told. And I'm here to listen to it with no judgment. You can have substance abuse problems or whatever. It's a lot of people have a whole lot of problems. You have divine healing that you want to talk about, that God brought you out of. You don't even know how he got you out of the divine healing. You stuck somewhere. And you don't know, it's unexplained situations. So I'm still here, and I'm loving this show. I'm loving the divine in it. I'm feeling the energy of the divine that's with us all the time. And this is why I'm doing the show, because I constantly feel the divine. So we can still have callers calling, and we can still call, and you can still call me at 1-888-627-6008. And tell your divine story and tell it the way you want to tell it with no judgment. So I'm still here. I'm excited. This is my first launching. I'm happy about the show. I'm glad to be online and being here in the presence of God. It's always God's presence right here. This is what I'm happy about. If I could just talk about the divine, all that I could just talk about it. So I'm talking about divine with you, and this is a wonderful situation, and I'm doing great. I'm doing fine. Everything is working out in place, and that's the divine put this together, and I don't even know how this show came about, but it's here, and it's here to stay. Yes, and I love it. So I can talk about divine all day long, and I can hear your calls all day long. And this is what we talk about. This is what our family talk about. This is what we're about. We talk about God all the time since we was kids all the way up. We have conversations on God, dreams. We have conversations on everything that's doing with God. So this is where I'm coming from. This is where my heart is. This is where I was born into. And I love it. So I constantly can talk about God all day long, about his, how he intervened in my life, how he intervened in my family's life, and how I was out, you know, visiting Peoria at a cousin's, I'm telling you about divine intervention and intuition, where I was at a cousin's reception, and we were sitting there at the reception, just, you know, they were setting up. I think the DJ or something was setting up. Anyway, I was with my sisters. I think I was with two sisters, a cousin or something, but it was about maybe three or four of us. And we're at my, we went to the wedding and everything. The wedding was okay. But then when we went to the reception, there were, it was a vibe in the reception. I don't know what this vibe was. I don't know if the families were into it or whatever. I don't know what it was with the bride and the bride's family to be, her husband and her family. But we all were in there. And I was picking up a heavy vibe. I just want y'all to pay attention to what your intuition is. And this is what this is about. And I was there, and I was sitting there, and there was a heavy vibe on me. It was a heavy vibe on the table. It was a, you better know. You better know God is everywhere, and he's constantly telling me now. It was in my body. It was in my stomach. I guess it in my stomach. It was in my stomach. And so I was sitting there, and I was looking around, and I saw people around me. And my sisters were there. We were sitting there. But they was feeling, must have been feeling the vibes too. Anyway, this was at a cousin's reception. So I'm there. So something said, leave at 7 o'clock. I'm telling you, it was a feeling and a voice at the same time. This is what I'm talking about. This is what my show is about. And it was a feeling and a voice saying, get out at 7 o'clock. It might have been 6:40. I don't know, but it was telling me to get me and my family out of the reception. So I actually paid attention. And this is what this show is about, paying attention to the divine, how he intervened. And that's an intervention to me, because it's a warning of some type. And that's where the intuition come in. So I got up and I told my sister, I told my other sister, I forgot who else was in. I know I at least had two sisters there. And I told them, I said, we have to go. I got intuitive family. This intuitive family that I got, they don't argue with the spirit, the divine. They didn't argue with it. They said, we got to go. They didn't question me. Oh, Richard online? Hello. Yes. Welcome to Divine Intervention.
Nice to hear from somebody that has the spirit. I mean, a lot of people don't see things that really are gifts, I would say.
Yes.
And like, I'll tell you, I had a friend, his mom was diagnosed and she was passing. And we had the hospice. And we'd take her for walks, and she would be talking. We could never understand. And one day she turned around and walks up to her son, and she says something to him. He looks at her and goes, there's no way, Mom, you could have known that. That happened with me and Dad. Dad passed away. You weren't there.
Yeah.
Find out that walk that she was talking to him. And we thought she was nuts. But there was no other explanation. There was no other way she could have ever figured it out. Because it was only two people together. The
Richard,
father and the
that
son.
Is...
Yeah. So I tell people sometimes, you know, you look for the little signs like that to make your life feel important, but you realize how important it really is when God's touching you like that.
That's right. When God's talking to you, you're listening. And everybody thought she was crazy, but she was really in connection with him. So that is really powerful, Richard.
Mm-hmm.
And
that was one of the most incredible things, because to look at the person she was talking to was a friend of mine, and he's like, he kept swearing at him, Mom, there's no way you could have ever known that.
Yeah, and that's how you know that that's God. That's the divine speaking.
It helped him in ways, because he had a hard time trying to, I guess, apologize. You know, going as an adolescent and not realizing you could lose someone like your mother. It would be, he was upset all the time after he found out he couldn't do anything. But
right.
to hear that, you know, gave him a lot of comfort. To know that his father and his mother would be together.
Yes. Yep. Yes. That's how God works. He wants you to know that everything is all right on the divine side. And I thank you for sharing your story.
I mean, if you don't get people to talk about it, then the ones that sometimes, you know, I think it's sometimes when you want to give advice, you won't take your own. And when something happens sometimes, you can't even see it when it's right in front of you. You have to take a couple steps back. And you got to realize there's a greater picture in this world.
Thank you so much, Richard, for calling. I appreciate your calling from Divine Intervention Show. This your story will help someone else. Your story is unique and divine, and it would definitely help others. Thank you, Richard. So Richard's story is powerful. I mean, he had a great story about how, you know, they thought that his mother was talking crazy or whatever, but she was hearing her father on the other side. And this is how God worked. And all of this is something that you need to pay attention to. And this is not a crazy story. This is not nothing that's way out of it. You can call here and tell me, and I understand. I understand all these stories because I'm part of all this. God is everywhere, and this is the divine. This is how it works. So I appreciate that, Richard. I appreciate it. So, I mean, if you got more stories that you want to, you know, talk about or you feel like you want to call this number, Divine Intervention at 1-888-627-6008. Don't be afraid. I'm non-judgmental. You can be yourself. You can tell it any way you want to tell it. It's your personal divine story, your personal encounter with the divine. And I feel like you should tell it because your stories can help others. Yes, the divine is here to, this is a healing type of situation. This is a healing show. That's what it is. Your story is healing people by talking about it, by getting them out. These are untold stories. Nobody heard these stories before. And so you can, you know, share them on this show. So I have them. I have a lot of stories. I have dreams. I have a lot of stories as far as my family and stuff and friends. So this is a story. So we're going to take a break right now, and we'll be back with Divine Intervention. Welcome back to Divine Intervention from Dark to Light. I'm your host, Karen Young, again, returning back. Now, you know, I took a break, but I'm back. And, oh, Ron on the line. Hi, Ron.
Yeah.
Welcome to Divine Intervention.
Hi. Yeah, I have a really divine intervention story that happened to me about 20 years ago.
Okay.
Hello? Hello?
Yes. Yes, and, I hear you. Can you hear me?
It happened in Seattle, Washington. I'm from Seattle.
Oh, okay. All right.
And I was at a grocery store working outside sweeping.
Okay.
You know, the grounds, and there was this guy in a phone booth, you know, and I walked by, and he started yelling at me. He says, "You're looking at me. You're looking at me." I go, "I'm not looking at you. You're in a phone booth." So he kind of lunged at me. I go, "Hey, get away from me, man. Stay away from me." I walked away, and he goes, "Hey, what are you going to do with that broom and dustpan? Hey, you come running at me, going to hit me." And I heard a voice, and it said, "Go ahead, hit me." And I froze. I couldn't move. And I threw my broom and dustpan down, and I felt this vibration come out of my body, and it pushed that guy out of my space.
Oh,
and he was freaked out. He was pacing back and forth. And I looked at him. I go, "I can heal you." And he goes, "Well, since you mentioned God, you must be a nice guy." And it was like some type of vibration that pushed him out of my space. And I think it's telekinesis. So my space was protected. Because I do not have the thought of harming somebody.
Right.
I feel love for everybody. Because when I was a little boy, I was fighting every day in grade school.
Yes.
And nobody could beat me. I was so strong, you know, I was invincible. And one day I hit this kid in fifth grade, I think, and blood came out of his nose, and I felt this horrible feeling. I felt so bad. I was so sorry. I would never hit anybody again. And if anybody wanted to fight me, I told them, hey, I'll wrestle you. I'm not going to hit you.
Because it didn't feel good to you. It didn't feel good to you to do that.
It felt horrible. And the same feeling came over me when I had a slingshot and I killed this little sparrow. That same feeling. I threw my slingshot away.
Yes.
I cannot harm.
So how did that experience make you feel, what happened when the guy got thrown out of the way, when God moved that guy like that and pushed him to the side?
Yeah.
How did that make you feel? Yeah. How you changed from that?
Well, I just knew that there's this greater power that protects us all if we just come from our heart and love everybody and don't judge and want to compete and say we're better or greater. We're all equal. We're all the same. And
I
am
I
you.
Feel
you
that.
Are me. We're one family. We're one family. We're here to hurt each other. We're here to help each other.
That's right. We're here to help each other. You know what?
Not
I
to
feel
hurt.
Your
Not
spirit.
To...
I feel it. You're a good guy. You're a divine mind. You're a divine God. You're a divine child. God is within you.
Today, I'm a certified spiritual healer now. That's what I do. I do laying on hands. I simply ask. I ask God to please send this energy through my hands to help.
Oh,
and I feel the vibration coming out of my hands. Yeah, and it helped my daughter. My daughter had breast cancer, and it killed the cancer cells.
Oh, wow.
But she still took the radiation, and then when they told her she needed chemo, her own intuition told her not to do it, and she refused the chemo. And she's been the longest survivor now. It's been 15 years.
It's been 15 years?
Breast cancer. Yeah.
Thank you.
So it's
Thank
the most
you,
aggressive
Jesus, for that.
Cancer.
Now, that's a divine healing right there. That's a divine
she's
healing right there.
I'm 67.
Well, that's fine.
So
thank God you made it 67.
We're all here for a reason.
That's right. And here I am talking to a healer. That's wonderful. Oh, my God.
You know, there's a lot of closed-minded people. It's hard to meet somebody who's really open-minded and connected with spirit, you know.
Oh, yeah. You met the right person. I'm connected with spirit, and I'm open-minded. Yeah. And I know that God sent you here on this show to share your personal, you know, your story, your divine story.
Just a few years ago, I was at a red light, and it turned green, and I couldn't take my foot off the brake, and all of a sudden, this guy ran a red light. If I would have left,
what happened?
You know, went normally, I would have been killed. I would have been right in the middle of the intersection, creamed. But something wouldn't let me take my foot off the brake. To put it on the gas.
You know what it was. It was divine intervention.
I know.
You know that's what it was.
So I use the symbol to put on my space.
Yes.
You know, I do Qigong. And I put the symbol in my space, the cross, and I do it to all the four directions. So now my space is sacred. My space is holy because I do not have the thought of harming somebody.
Oh, no.
See, I want to help.
Wouldn't. That's right. And when God is within you and you're in contact with God like that and you stay in prayer and you're healing, you're not going to want to hurt nobody. It's not going to be in your spirit to hurt anyone. So, Ron, I am so happy. Thank you for sharing your story. And this story will help others. Believe me, because it's helping me already. So I appreciate you calling Divine
Intervention. Love is the answer.
Yes, it is. It's always the answer. Good night. Yes, so you hear that divine story that Ron said he's a healer, and his daughter was healed with her cancer breast. Those are the kind of stories I want to hear, how God intervened in his life when somebody was lunching at him. It was lunching at Ron, and God removed that person. And you want to say, how does that happen? That's what I want to talk about, the unexplained. How does that happen? So you know it's God. You know it's God intervention. You know that it's a higher power than us because you got all these stories and they're untold, but they're going to be told on this show, Divine Intervention. this is where these stories need to be told at. And I'm here and I'm open for it. And you can tell it, your own personal stories here at 1-888-627-6008. I am excited to hear all these stories. This is inspiring to me. These are wonderful stories. They're untold stories. Nobody know about it. And they're stuck inside. They got to come out. So I enjoy this. And I love talking to you guys. So call me with your stories. But anyway, God is always talking to us. He's always talking. So you just have to listen. Sometimes you just have to be quiet. Sometimes you really have to just sit there and be quiet. It's just so much going on in our lives. You know, you're doing this, you're going to the store, you're doing that. You don't get a chance to really relax. Sometimes you just have to breathe. Take 3 deep breaths. Just take a breath. Another breath. And just relax. And then and when you relax, God can kind of come in with your idle mind. He can kind of come in. And then sometimes you can just pray. You know, you can just pray. And you know, he'll help you while you pray. But anyway, you just got to get quiet, because sometimes God can't get to us. He really can't. But he's always here, but he can't get through. And it's not, you know, anybody's fault. It's just that you have to realize you got to slow down. You got to slow down in life and let God, you know, in. And that way we can hear our intuition. We can get increased. This is increasing our awareness. You know that? This is increasing our awareness. We got to increase our awareness of God. And how we do it, we got to pray and we got to stay open to God. But God only. Nothing else. The divine only. Jesus only. Yeah, Jesus only. This is where I'm coming from. I'm coming from the heart. I mean, hey, this is what's going on with me. This is Karen. This is what's happening with the divine. So as long as you keep that in mind, you can go through your day knowing that the divine is always here. You don't have to be afraid. You know, you could just, you know, you have to have a practice. You have to be praying. And at the same time, you have to be aware of your thoughts, because we can get some crazy thoughts going on. But you just have to be aware. It's just awareness that's going on. And this is what this show is about. Being aware. Be aware of God, the Christ, the divine within, and be aware of yourself. And when you have these intuitive and intuition things, this is not nothing crazy. This is not off the wall. You might hear it in a different way, but this is really God. And you know how it's God, because he's not going to tell you to do anything wrong. He's not going to tell you to harm nobody. If you harming somebody and you putting it, it's not going to match. It's just not. It's not going to match. So God is always telling you to do and being on the right path, doing the right thing. And that's what you got to look forward to. That every day you got to get with the divine. You got to get quiet. You got to get into yourself with the divine. It's just you and God. And then once you get connected with God and the spirit, you can deal with all this out chatter. This chatter out here, you can deal with anything if you got God and the divine. The divine is in you. You can go through it. Whatever it is. I'm not saying it ain't tough, but you'll get through it as long as you got the divine and the divine within you. So I'm here to listen to your stories. I'm here to understand you much better. And listeners, all the divine listeners, you know who you are. All the God people, you know y'all, the Jesus people, you know who you are. You know you have divineness, and you know you got some divine stories that you want to tell. And I'm here for it. I'm here for you divine people. I'm here for the divine minds only. I don't want to hear nothing else but the divine stories. How God intervened in your life and made a difference. This is what this story is about. This is what this show is about. How the God made a difference in your life and how you changed from it. Because I've changed from all my events. Every event that happened to me, I've changed. Like, God did that. I couldn't have done that. God intervened in this. This was a tough situation. How did I get out of it? God intervened in that. He's involved in that. And this is how you know. It's a higher power that's within. You got to know it. And you got to seek it out. And you have to know that he's there every step of the way, because he's there every step of the way for me. You got to step on faith. You got to step in faith. Divine minds want to know. And I'm one of them. We're all connected. We're all in it. And this is all love. Ain't nothing but love on this show. Ain't no kind of, you know, judgment or how you say it. If you had some kind of substance problem or what, I'm not here to judge you. God got you from the dark to the light. I'm not here to judge you on that. This is not some type of judgment type of thing. I just want to hear your story. If you got a miracle story you want to tell me, or a story of wonder, or some type of story that you feel like you want to share, or you want to share something that's weird that you know, feel like nobody will understand. Hey, I'm here. I'm right here to listen to it. I'm open for it. And like I said, the number is 1-888-627-6008. And this is a divine show. I'm letting you know, this is a clean show. This is all about divine. This is non-judgment. And you can be yourself. You can be at home with me. You can laugh. Everything is light on this show. Why? Because it's a divine show. And you can share what you want to share and how you want to share it. Because we all have unique experiences. But we have our own unique experiences with the divine. It won't be the same. It'll be different from another person. This may happen to you a different way than another person. This healing that took place in you, that God healed you with the divine story that you want to share, or something unexplained, like how did that happen? And the divine stepped in. Bring that in. You had a hunch. Play your hunches. You know, play your hunches. Do whatever it is, as long as you feel like it's divine telling. Because, you know, this is what you want to do. You want to go through the divine within yourself. So, yes. So I feel like I think everybody should pay more attention. That's what I'm feeling. I feel like more people should get involved with the way they're feeling, and not ignore it, not say, you know, this is not what I'm gonna do. Just be open for it, open for the divine. Welcome to Divine Intervention. Coming back, I'm returning back to the Divine Intervention Show. And I'm back, and I'm still feeling the vibes of the divine. I'm still feeling God vibes on this show. And I just, you know, I'm just glad to be here. And I know that this is a positive thing I'm doing. This is a positive show to allow people to express themselves in the way they want to express themselves. I'm expressing myself the way I want to express myself. And divine intervention from dark to light is God bringing us from dark to light and bringing us where we need to be in the present time right now. This is the present time we need to be in, and this is the divine show here and now, and this is what's happening right now. So I'm glad to be here and share my stories. I got many stories to tell. My family has many stories to tell. We're from a religious family, and they always tell me their dreams. And I'm always curious about their dreams. I don't care what it is. It could be my niece, my sister, anybody, or just could be friends or people at work. And they tell me, they were like, I had a dream, and this is what started. And I'd be like, tell me what your dream was about. And I have them sit and tell me. My sisters tell you, all of them. I say, tell me what your dream was. What was it about? And they'll tell me what their dream was about. And a lot of times it comes to pass. A lot of times, you know, maybe it don't come in, you know, that week or whatever, but then, you know, maybe a month or two. You never know what these things do. But they tell me about their dreams. And I've always just been that type that was curious about it. curious about stories and curious about what God is doing. And because I guess it's proof to me that it's a higher power. It's God doing it. And so I like these stories because it's giving me more proof, I guess, because we're down here, you know, you every day. But then when you just get out of the ordinary, you know, you're like, that's something right there. That's something out of the ordinary. That's God. You know what I'm saying? But it's an everyday thing. But then you just, you hear these stories or these dreams and you say, yeah, this is something to this, something to these dreams. Something's going on here. So I even pay attention to my own dreams. And I'm like, something's here, something going on with that. So I've always been curious about this. And this makes me do a show about it. And, oh, hey, we got a Philip on the line. Hi, welcome to the show, Philip. Yeah, do you have a divine story you want to share?
Yeah, I haven't had any intuitions lately, but I have had some before.
Yeah, well, you can share your intuition that you had before. It don't have to be recent. It could be in the past. You can share your divine intuition.
Okay, could it be any...
it could be any like incident. Could be any incident that you felt your intuition strong. You could say it. And you know what? This is a family-friendly show.
Yeah.
This is a friendly show. You feel comfortable with saying it, how you felt your intuition, where you was at, and how you felt when you felt it.
Okay, let me think, because there's been a lot of things that have happened before in my life as well as other people that I know. And let's see, I can't really think of none really at the moment. But I have, could it be something good that I can talk about?
You can share it. Share that. I accept that. We're open for that. I'm open for it.
Okay. Let me think. I'm trying to think. Let me think. Because there's been a lot of things that have happened.
Okay. Well, take your time, Phil. Take your time. Your time and think. You don't have to rush anything on this show. Take your time and you can probably think of something that you know, you had a intuition to either get in or go to school or go to work or a certain job or something told you something. You know, these intuitions could come up in different ways. You had a feeling on some or you felt strongly about something. You know, it's okay.
Recently, maybe like a year ago when I used to work at McDonald's, because I recently started working at the Everson One. But when I used to work at McDonald's, I when it first started, I thought it would be a good experience to finally get work experience. But as 3 years went by working at McDonald's, grown to learn that the people there were backstabbing and mean and and the business itself. I just started getting bad feelings about working
so
there.
What did your intuition tell you to do? Did it tell you to stay or leave?
So the longer I worked there, I tried to cope with how the program needed. But my intuition was telling me that it was time for me to move on and find something else, like find something better that was more beneficial to my needs. And that was one of the reasons why I wanted to go back to school, because I felt like school would be a way to kind of seek out one of my dreams that I always wanted to do, which was graphic design.
Yeah, that's
and that
that's
was where
another...
I was headed. And then
yes,
yeah, yeah, and
yeah,
then
you know, that's
after
another...
that, I'm sorry.
Yeah, that's another way you can find out what your intuition is telling you. If you at work and you yes. have a feeling to go to school and it's strong, and you feeling like, yes. you know, I need to go here, but you hear, but your intuition is telling yes. you I need to do this, and it's strong, and you yes. need to pay attention to that, and that's what it sounds like you do.
Yeah. And then, so that was, you know, the good out of it. The good out of it, you know, I going to school actually really helped in a lot of, you know, even though it was challenging, it actually really helped me in a lot of ways. It made me, you know, become more interested in what I wanted to pursue.
Well, where you really wanted to go. Yeah.
Yeah, what I really wanted to do. And I think that, you know, going from McDonald's to Forever 21 was kind of, you know, it was a good turning point, I think, because I'm also into fashion as well. So I think going to school and work, working at Forever 21 kind of helped me, you know, find myself more as far as a person.
Well, that is great, Phil.
You know, it made me become more true to who I am.
That's
as far
great,
as a
Phil.
Person. Like,
who you
I
really
like
are.
Well, like,
I'm glad you showed, Philip, I'm glad you shared your story and your intuition. You always remember to follow your intuition. Your intuition took you straight from where you wanted to be to where you are now. And that's a good thing. And I thank you for sharing your story on Divine Intervention.
You're so welcome. I will definitely call anytime.
Thank you. You can call back anytime you want. A friendly environment. Yes. Yeah, so Philip felt his divine intuition telling him to go from one place to another. He was in one job and struggling on that job, and his intuition and his guidance was telling him to go to another, to go to school. And you have to pay attention to that. And this felt really strongly. So that does it for us now. My next show is in March the 10th at 8 p.m. Central Time. We are going to continue our divine conversation. In the meantime, you can contact me at DIV. My email is DIV from dark to light, gmail.com. And I'll repeat it. Contact me at DIV from dark to light. gmail.com. I'm looking forward to hearing from you. Good night and God bless.